An American soldier was killed early today when he stepped on a landmine during a routine patrol near the town of Tuzla. Three British soldiers died last Sunday when their armored vehicle hit a landmine, suggesting that, just as many military specialists predicted, the biggest threat so far to the peacekeeping forces is hidden landmines, not bullets. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now from Tuzla. Mike, what do you know about what happened?
Well, what we've been told, Danny, is that this soldier actually was at a checkpoint. It sounds like he was on foot, and he may have been actually working one of these checkpoints that the Americans have placed on some of the roads where they pull razor wire across the road and stop traffic going through. It's not clear whether he was on a patrol there or whether he was simply standing around. The military hasn't said what kind of landmine he stepped on, whether it was an anti-personnel mine or an actual anti-tank mine, but that he sustained injuries, severe injuries. He was medevaced out of the area and taken to Croatia, to the U.S. base just across the Sava River in Croatia, where he was taken to a mobile army surgical hospital, a MASH unit, but he died. It's not clear whether he died on the way or whether he died when he got there.
And, of course, a few weeks ago, a soldier was injured, an American soldier, when his vehicle ran over a landmine. A few days ago, an American soldier had part of his foot amputated after he stepped on a landmine. The NATO forces have spent so much effort, they say, trying to find landmines. Why still all these accidents?
Well, there are two reasons. First, there are millions of landmines that have been strewn all over Bosnia. There's no question about it. And second, it's important to know that the NATO forces have not spent a huge amount of effort clearing landmines. The NATO forces spent a lot of effort getting the warring sides to identify where those landmines are and to begin the removal of them, and that is taking place. But the NATO command says it is not the job of Americans, British, French, and all the other foreign forces that are here to clear these mines. It's the responsibility of the Serb army, the Bosnian army, and the Croat army. And amazingly enough, those warring factions do not have enough equipment to remove those mines, clear those minefields very quickly. So what NATO is increasingly finding as it spreads out through this country and gains control of this country is that it's taking control of land that's extremely dangerous.
You've spent some time hanging out with the soldiers, chatting with them about their views. How do they talk about the prospects of death? Do most of them say, you know, we do expect that some of us will die during this mission? Or do they figure they're going to make it?
They don't talk about the prospect of death here at all because they're not in combat. It's peacetime. They're making peace. They assume that this is a peaceful mission. And given that so little has happened in the way of violence to NATO troops and American troops in the first 45 days of the peace implementation plan, I think that there's a growing assumption that there isn't a threat and that things will go all right and that the Americans in particular will get through this with minimum casualties. So I think it's actually a shock when incidents like this happen, particularly this first fatality.
NPR's Mike Schuster speaking to us from Tuzla.